Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Right, look, we are big on this show, and I think that we proved this yesterday when we all publicly apologized to Tommy for making fun of him when he was in a lot of pain. We went over the line. We apologized to him. So I think sometimes you got to do that in order to keep chemistry right. And it's just a polite thing to do when you know you're wrong. And to preserve the In the Moment podcast, which is Moe's, there might be an apology needed here.
There's no might about it. I don't think... No, let me take that back. I know... I have never been this disappointed in Katie in our entire relationship.
You're not mad, just disappointed?
Very disappointed.
Oh, and she says she's done plenty of stuff to disappoint you.
Exactly. There was a lot to choose from, but this one takes the cake by far.
And we have already established here, all right, because I don't know where we're going with this, but Katie's a flaky friend, all right? So you sort of have to know what you're getting into with Katie. Like,
yes.
She can flake at you on any given minute.
That's fair.
Okay.
And that does apply here. I guess because of the occasion and the way that I found out, I think this was a little bit different.
Okay.
So I had a Friendsgiving with all of my close friends over the weekend. And I'm proud of the group that we have built because all of us have kind of come together with me being the common denominator in the middle. And so we have a very close, tight group that constantly hang out with each other. And I am... not the most social of people. So I was pushed. I was influenced to put together this Friendsgiving. And I did it. Months ago. Put it all together. Katie's a part of it.
So where's it going down? What are you guys doing? What are you guys eating?
So it's at my dude's house. Everybody has something that they're bringing to the table.
Oh, it's a potluck.
It's a potluck.
Aww.
Katie's obviously bringing... her famous mac and cheese.
Of course. Katie's bringing pot, and you're lucky if she's there.
Facts, right? So I'm just as excited to see Katie as I am to see this mac and cheese. Because if you know me, that is my favorite food in the world.
What are you bringing, since you've always cheated on every cooking competition I've ever had?
That's a fair point also.
They never forget, man.
They don't. But because this was such a special occasion and our first annual Friendsgiving, I did not cheat this time.
Yeah.
I actually made fried fish and fried shrimp, which is a part of what I do pretty well.
Look at you.
Wow.
Look at you stepping up.
Woke up early that morning. And really got to cooking. Spent 2 hours over the stove doing my thing.
Okay.
Had it all ready to go. Had it all lined up, right? Now, mind you, the Friendsgiving is happening on a Saturday. And this has been planned for as long as I can remember. So I walk into work on Tuesday. This is the Tuesday morning leading up to that Saturday. I had just finished having a conversation with everybody in the group text. We ready for Saturday. It's lit. Everybody's ready. Everybody's ready to go. I walk in. I hear Bert ask what Kristen was doing the same Saturday as the Friendsgiving is.
Mm-hmm.
And Kristen said, I'm joining you guys at the BBA staff party.
Right.
We're all going to gather and have a great time.
Uh-huh.
I don't think anything of that. That's wonderful. That's lovely. Y'all going to turn it up, have a great time. I'm disappointed I can't be there. The reason I can't be there is because I have a Friendsgiving planned with all of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Katie is one of my friends. So then Bert asked, oh, well, you got a babysitter? And Kristen goes, I sure do. You know who it is? Katie.
Oh, no.
So I'm sitting here thinking, not my Katie. Which Katie could that be? This is Tuesday. Katie has not mentioned to me that she's not coming to the Friendsgiving.
Mm.
We do a podcast together on Thursday. Yep. I see her every morning. Mm-hmm. I saw her Tuesday. No mention of it. I saw her Wednesday. Mm-hmm. No mention of it. I even saw her Thursday before we were going to do the podcast. I'm sitting there having a drink with her, sharing a lunch with her. No mention of it. She's just going along with the week as if nothing happened and I'm going to see her on Saturday. So it did not even come up until I forced Katie to explain to me how she plans on being in two places at one time. And then that's when she finally had to admit to me that she was going to have to leave the Friendsgiving in 20 minutes after arriving.
Katie.
All right,
Katie.
Now let's get to the truth of this, all right?
Okay, let's dig in.
Now, one thing about this friend group is when they throw out ideas, it's never solidified when it's supposed to be. So, yes, Mo did put it in the friend group months ago. Hey, let's get together for a Friendsgiving.
I don't like my voice. I don't like it.
And meanwhile, as he's saying this, he's like, hey, does this date work for y'all, right? And at that time, months ago, the date did work. I was like, yeah, that date works for me. Another person said it worked for them. And then they just never said anything for weeks. And I was like, okay, weeks go by.
So there's no confirmation for you.
There's like, no
there's
confirmation.
There's no final email going, okay, it's going to be at 7 o'clock Saturday night on this date.
None of that,
that
right?
Is your defense.
Yes, from that first text of the date. So weeks go by and Kristen hits me up. She's like, hey, are you available, you know, to watch Jimmy on this date? She says that the date, something in the back of my head is like, that date sounds familiar, but I don't think I'm doing anything on that date. So I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I'm not doing anything.
All right, so this is we're about to come up on a vital piece of information here.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't hit Mo and say, hey, I know you guys, before you committed to Kristen, you don't hit Mo up and say, hey, you know, I know a couple of weeks ago we were talking about Saturday night for your Friendsgiving. You don't do that.
No, okay. Not at all.
All right.
Uh-huh. This is one of those things.
Out of sight,
like,
out of mind.
Which came first, the chicken or the egg? Like, is it Mo's responsibility to confirm the date, or is it Katie's responsibility to reach out to see if the date is still on the books?
I say Katie.
Of course you would say Katie.
The plans were set for everybody else in the group, except you.
Can you let me finish
Go ahead. Do your thing.
Let you talk.
Okay.
I'll let you talk.
All right.
All right. So after I tell Kristen that, yes, I can do this, right? Then it's like 4 days later, they circle back in the group chat. Hey, so does this date still work for y'all? And everybody's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, oh, no, that date now doesn't work for me because now I'm watching Jimmy. But I was like, well, it's a Friendsgiving. So maybe the time I'll be able to go to the Friendsgiving and then I can do both. And then everybody's like, all right, cool. So they throw out a time for 4 p.m. I was like, oh, that's perfect. I don't have to go watch Jimmy till 6:30. Mm-hmm. I can do both.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make it to both.
Mm-hmm.
So why do I need to mention anything,
mm-hmm.
right? In my head, this is what I'm thinking. Little did I know what Mo was going through from what he heard and all that stuff. So when we address it on the podcast, he's like, Katie, why didn't you tell me that you're going to have to leave the Friendsgiving early?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, you're right. I told him, you're right. I double booked. And I apologize for double booking. But I'm still going to be there. You still going to get your mac and cheese?
Yeah.
And then after watching Jimmy, I went back to the party.
Oh, you forgot that part.
I went back. I came back.
The party was over. The party was over.
Since who? I got home at 1 a.m.
On November 2nd.
Oh, wow.
One of our friends sent, are y'all still down for the 11th?
Receipts.
I responded and said, yes, the 11th is a go. Katie did not respond to that at all.
That's when they made the confirmation. This is after I already told Chris.
Uh-huh.
That wasn't from the first 11.
That was on November 2nd.
I'm just telling
that was,
you.
That was 3 weeks.
I'm just giving you the order of operations.
I'm just saying.
And I apologized. I said I double booked.
This don't sound like
there.
An apology, Katie, at all. None of this sounds like an
because
apology.
Because it's not like
whatsoever.
I could have easily backed out and said, nope, not coming.
Kristen, who are, you, who are you ruling for here?
No, get back here, Kristen.
She listened right at the studio. That's what Katie did.
If she's following Katie's thing, at least she'll be back like 1 minute before the end of the show. It's the Bert Show.
The Bert Show.